This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hi, this is Justin Gesso, and I am a musician, singer-songwriter, and this is my social distancing diary. So I'm in Jupiter, Florida right now. If you can hear the very light lapping of water, that is my dog drinking out of the cup of water that I poured for myself that I left on the floor. Thanks, buddy. So I'm in Jupiter, Florida right now at my parents' house. I decided to quarantine here because I actually have a pretty intense immune deficiency. I don't make enough antibodies to fight off upper respiratory diseases, which is exactly what COVID is. So I felt like the safest place for me was to go to my parents and camp out here. So I brought myself, I brought my dog, and I've been here for, oh gosh, I think it's almost a month now. It's been a while. The first 14 days, I was actually quarantined within my house. So I wasn't actually allowed to interact with my parents. I would stay in my room and my mom would bring me food. And then the second I opened the door, she would run away because, you know, I didn't have corona or anything, but you know, they're very scared of it and I'm very scared of it. But, you know, that was how I got my food, is my mom wouldn't be within 14 feet of me, let alone six. So, the situation here, honestly, I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed. It's beautiful here. It's 85 and sunny. Of course, it's raining right the second, but most of the time it's 85 and sunny and I can go on walks in their little community. And, you know, I'm very lucky that I have this place to be right now. I've had to cancel and postpone a lot of things. I was supposed to be out on tour right now with Nico Santos and doing a bunch of promo for my single that I just released called If You're Meant to Come Back, which I feel like it's kind of an appropriate time for that title because hopefully we're all meant to come back together very soon. And I'll do a little concert at the end of this and I'll play that for you guys. So I was supposed to be doing promo for that, and on tour. And I'm really sad about that because my favorite thing to do is to go on tour and meet everybody and interact with the audience and talk to people who've been affected by my music. And, you know, I'm grateful that we have social media because people can tell me how they're feeling and how the songs have affected them over social media. But hopefully I'll be back on the road very, very soon. I'm keeping myself very busy. I'm writing every day. I usually have a session a day and then I'm doing a bunch of little promo concerts on the internet and different little press pieces and, you know, keeping up with friends has been great. You know, that's taken up a lot of my time is just being on Skype calls and Zoom calls with friends that in my busy life, maybe I didn't have as much time to hang out with. And now in quarantine life, I can't see them, but for some reason we have more time to hang out with each other. So, you know, my high school group of buddies will get together every week and I just got together with my touring crew on Zoom and that's been really fun. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, this is a great time to write or read or reconnect with old friends. I haven't really been watching much TV. I haven't found anything I love. I did watch Ozark with my family, and Tiger King, of course. but I haven't seen the new episode and I've heard it's not very good, so I'm not going to watch it. I haven't been cooking at all because I've been so lucky. My parents have been cooking absolutely everything. It's been a nice time here with them, honestly. So you know what? I think it's probably best if I do what I do best, which is share some music. So strap in, and here's my little social distancing diary concert. Hope you guys enjoy.
You're saying it's hopeless, that I should hope less. Heaven can help worse, well maybe she might. You say it's beyond us, what is beyond us, let's see and decide. We've been meteoric even before this. Burns half as long when it's twice as bright. So if it's beyond us, then it's beyond us, let's see and decide. And I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up, look up, look up for love. I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up, look up, look up for love. I'm trying to save us. You don't want to save us. You blame human nature and say it's unkind. Let's make up our minds. We got our whole lives, let's see and decide. Decide. Oh, and I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up, look up, look up for love. Stars don't disappear, they keep blazing. Even when the night is over, that's how stars don't disappear, they keep blazing, even when the night is over, even when the night is over, even when the night is over, I will still be here. So that was Stargazing. This next one is my single. It's called If You're Meant to Come Back. And it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. So, I hope you guys like it as much as I do. Maybe I'm looking for a bit of suffering. Take a little time to feel the cracks. Maybe it'll hit when we're all alone again. Thinking about what we used to have. I know what I'd say to get you to stay the night, sleeping by your side like the old times. But it's better for me if I set you free to decide. Either way, we're gonna be alright, alright, yeah. No one knows about tomorrow, but I know that I'll be waiting for you still. So I'll let you go to fill the void you're trying to fill. If you're meant to come back to me, you will. If you're meant to come back to me, you will. I literally just swallowed a bug. Oh my god, that was disgusting. Even if you go and fall in love with someone else, as much as it'll hurt me, I'll survive. But if you're lying with him, feeling by yourself, I'll still be yours to come and find. And you'll know what
I literally swallowed a bug right in the middle of that. Just inhaled a bug. Ah. So this next one is my single before the latest single, and it's a song called Bigger Than. It's about being bigger than your fears, being bigger than your problems, doing the right thing and being a good person.
Bigger than the fears I
houses I wanna buy for my friends. A life that's bigger than every person who ever told me I can't. I'll look back and wanna be remembered for what I did, not what I have. That's bigger than the fears I have. Bigger than the fears I have. Oh, 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 oh. Bigger, bigger than all. Bigger than all. Bigger than, oh, oh, oh. Bigger, bigger than. Bigger than every person who ever told me I can't. I'll look back and I wanna be remembered for what I did, not what I had. That's bigger than the fears I had. Thank you guys so much. Once again, my name is Justin Gesso. I hope you are staying safe. I hope you are staying healthy, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, at SDDpod on Twitter, at Social Distancing Diaries Pod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/Social Distancing Diaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season. Edited by Jed Shepherd. Concept by Tom Dark.